Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today's Tuesday, July 20th, 2010. And on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, the United States Congress's Pearl Harbor Committee states declares President Franklin Roosevelt completely blameless for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. In 1948, President Truman issues a peacetime military draft in the United States amid increasing tensions with the Soviet Union. In 1948, in New York City, 12 leaders of the Communist Party USA are indicted under the Smith Act, including William Z. Foster and Gus Hall. In 1950, in Philadelphia, Harry Gold pleads guilty to spying for the Soviet Union by passing secrets from atomic scientist Klaus Fuchs. In 1954, Otto John, head of the West German Secret Service, defects to East Germany. Also in 1954, in Geneva, Switzerland, an armistice is signed that ends fighting in Vietnam and divides the country along the 17th parallel. In 1960, Belgium defends its intervention in the Congo to the United Nations Security Council, while the government of the Congo appeals to the Soviet Union to send troops to push back the Belgians. The governments of the United States, France, and members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization warn the Soviets to stay out of the dispute. In 1969, on this day, Apollo 11 successfully lands on the moon. In 1971, the Soviet Union says it will support the People's Republic of China's admission to the United Nations. In 1973, the United States Senate passes the War Powers Act. In 1974, forces from Turkey invade Cyprus after a coup d'etat organized by the dictator of Greece against President Makarios. NATO's Council praises the United States and the United Kingdom for attempts to settle the dispute. Syria and Egyptian forces are put on alert. In 1976, on this day, Viking 1 lander successfully lands on Mars. In 1976, the U.S. military completes its troop withdrawal from Thailand. And in 1977, the Central Intelligence Agency releases documents under the Freedom of Information Act revealing it had engaged in mind control experiments. In 1992, Václav Havel resigns as president of Czechoslovakia. And lastly, in 1992, the first post-Soviet monetary reform in Latvia ended as the Soviet ruble lost its status as legal tender. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, July 20th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, Auf Wiedersehen.